Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Airo. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Airo uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Airo. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Here's the Daily Tip on the BetMGM Network. Great to have you with us here on a Thursday. Yeah, it's Thursday. Coming up on this edition, we begin with the rumor mill in Happy Valley. Could Mike Tomlin really go from Pittsburgh to Penn State? We'll get into that. In 20 minutes, we'll dip into the NBA and why it may not be long before Giannis is wearing a different uniform. NFL power rankings come your way. In just 40 minutes, I'm Jinx. She's Chelsea. Once again, it is a Thursday. We are speeding towards the weekend. Chelsea, good morning to you. How are you?
Yeah, good morning. It is a Thursday. And luckily, I went back to the grocery store, and we were back on the iced coffee train.
Ah.
So no more sipping tepid, lukewarm coffee for all of the show. It's a good day.
It is a good day. I got my old... whatever this is. I nearly said bag of bones. That's me. I'm the bag of bones. But I got my little hot coffee Yeti here. Good to go. I'm excited about the weekend already. I love championship weekend. I mean, not just because of the weekend. I'm excited about every weekend. But championship weekend in college football, and it's kind of cold outside. Teams are jockeying for playoff position. This is sneaky, one of my favorite times of the year. I think Texas is going to the Citrus Bowl, which, you know, whatever, you can't have it all. But I love this time of year in football season.
Well, it's going to be hard to top last week. Like, the week of Thanksgiving truly was the pinnacle of sports watching, because it was all week long. And even on, like, random weekdays, like on Thursday, we had three marquee games on Thanksgiving. So I'm not going to say it's going to be in that neighborhood, but it is still going to be awesome, especially because what we have going on in the Big Ten. Like, I know, like, obviously we talk about the SEC a lot in Texas. Mm-hmm. But having a 1-2 in the Big Ten Championship, that is a huge deal. Like, it's been a while, I think, since we've had a number one and number two team go head-to-head in a conference title game. So it's going to be something to see.
Yeah, I have to give Catherine a lot of credit because she's, you know, she's a sports fan. Last week, we did get up absolutely and watch all of Clemson and South Carolina because we were rooting for Clemson to lose because I told you she hates Clemson so much. But even she's like, there's a lot of football on this time of year. I was like, yes, there is. There is. We're almost there, honey. We'll get through the basketball season. It'll lessen up a little bit, but then March Madness is going to be here before you know it. Mm-hmm. Speaking of March, speaking of college basketball, let's hear about your bet from last night.
Yeah, tough night for me. Had Louisville laying 2.5 against Arkansas just because Louisville came in with one of the best offenses in college hoops and a perfect 7-0 record on the season. And I think if you look at all the numbers, like, Louisville probably should have won this game. But here's the thing. Like, in college basketball, it's not like football where teams, you know, don't drop games if they're good. Like, in college basketball, it's any given night, especially in some of these teams that are pretty solid. Like, Arkansas took the lead early in this game. And I think especially when you have the home crowd on your side, that is a huge deal. So the Hogs never looked back, and they actually won this one outright. 89-80, we knew that Arkansas could run and gun as well. I just thought Louisville would do it a little bit better. But maybe they were due for a loss.
Yeah, it does happen. It's this time of year, you know, where teams are kind of feeling themselves and, you know, it's more difficult to develop that consistent type of play. But I actually love that play as well. Almost added it to my card. Instead, of course, I went a little crazy yesterday. Well, not crazy, but every now and then I like to put together these two team parlays, which worked out yesterday. I had Arsenal on the money line. They win 2-0. And then I had the Knicks on the money line over the Hornets, and the Knicks went 119-104. That was -131, so a little juicy, but like the play, that comes home. Donkster had the Bulls like 7.5 against the Nets. The Nets went outright 113-103. So for the week, Chelsea, you're 0-3. I'm 1-1. Denton is 0-2. And the Donkster is 1-1. It is a daily tip on a BetMGM network. It is great to have you along with us. Well, how about this story from yesterday, which I'm still trying to process? All sorts of chatter that Mike Tomlin could end up going from Pittsburgh to Penn State. Now, Penn State's still looking for a head coach. The Steelers are struggling right now. They're sitting at 6-6. We saw Brian Hartline go to USF instead of going to Happy Valley. Kalani Sitake deciding to stay at BYU. That reportedly kept BYU or Penn State officials off guard. They thought he was coming. So yesterday on his podcast, Footballin' with Ben Roethlisberger, the former Steelers quarterback suggested that Tomlin should split with the Steelers and then take the job at Penn State.
I was having this conversation the other day. I'm like, Coach T in college would be one of the greatest college football coaches.
Okay. Well, guess who else was asked about this? Mike Tomlin himself.
Hey, guys, I don't have time for that speculation. I mean, that's a joke to me. I got one of the best jobs in all of professional sport. Why would I have any interest in coaching college football? That'll be the last time that I address it. And not only today, but moving forward. Never say never, but never. Okay? Anybody else got any questions about any college jobs? There's not a booster with a big enough blank check.
All right.
Thank you. Anybody asking Sean Payton about that? You know, anybody asking Andy Reid about stuff like that?
I get why he is insulted, because Mike Tomlin is an NFL guy. He's been in Pittsburgh for 19 years, Chelsea. He's won a Super Bowl. But it's because of the speculation. And do you think he would be a good fit? Clearly, he's not going to go.
Well, first, I think it needs to be specified that this quote is not from like yesterday. It's from a few years ago when they asked him about the USC job. But still, when somebody says, hey, never say never, but never, it feels like this is not an avenue that he's going to walk down. And especially Penn State, because please correct me if I'm wrong, but right now it feels like nobody wants to go to Penn State. They can't even get Brian Hartline. Like, that's the thing. So it feels like a huge step down to me if Mike Tomlin were to go from the NFL, where there is some level of parity. And I think that's why Mike Tomlin is such a good head coach, is because year in and year out, his team is fielding, you know, competitive squads. In college football, it's really different. And college has changed so much over the last few years with NIL money. I don't think I'd want to go to the college ranks. Like, I understand the buyouts are huge, but still, if you're used to the NFL and you're used to not having to deal with any of that, why would you go to college?
Well, Mike Tomlin, just based on his personality, like, I don't know if there's a more direct personality in the NFL than Mike Tomlin. Like, Mike Tomlin doesn't have the time for the nonsense that comes with wooing college kids to come to your school, particularly when money is involved. Like, it's why Nick Saban walked away from Alabama, because he remembered leaving that game against Michigan and then going back home and getting ready to get ready for the upcoming season. And then he's sitting down and he's talking about money with all these high school kids or all these college players already on his roster who wanted to get paid. Like, that's a whole element of the job that I think would annoy Mike Tomlin to the end. And yes, this quote was from a few years ago.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
But that's Mike Tomlin's personality. I can't imagine him now, even with the Steelers struggling the way that they are, suddenly changing a mindset that definitive and saying, you know what? I think I want to go coach the college game, especially at this point in his career. It's a completely different thing from the NFL, clearly, and it's even more so now because of NIL.
Well, and also, like, he hasn't been fired yet. And, like, if you're talking about Penn State specifically, they made a coach yesterday. Like, I don't think they can wait till the end of the NFL season or whenever Mike Tomlin is, quote-unquote, supposedly supposed to be fired to hire a head coach. And plus, there's other head coaching jobs available in the NFL. Hell, come on down to Nashville. We'd love to have him coach the Titans. So I just feel like he would explore those roads before going to the college one.
Double D, let me bring you in here because you're a Penn State guy. Are you wearing any Penn State gear today? Sweatshirt, hoodie. I knew it. Look at this. That's the best prediction I've ever made on this show. Even when I've been on a hot streak, I haven't seen Double D's beautiful face all day. I'm like, are you wearing? There it is. So what do you think? You're a Penn State guy. Is this even a remote, realistic possibility? And how do you feel about the fact that here we are, we've already had a national signing day, and Penn State doesn't have a head coach?
I heard this rumor. As soon as it came out of Ben Roethlisberger's mouth, I was like, uh-oh. Every Penn State fandom jumped on this. It is such a pipe dream for Mike Tomlin to become the head coach of Penn State. It is such a pipe dream. As far as the coaching search, this is solely on Pat Kraft. Solely. And I don't know what's going on at Penn State. I've heard things like the head coaching prospects that they've brought in and interviewed and everything like that, they've been told that they have to keep Jim Knowles and Terry Smith. Neither one of those are going anywhere. And I think a lot of the coaches have been turned off by that. So when you have guys like Bob Chesney going to UCLA from JMU, I'm sure UCLA is like, fix our program, do what you have to do. I think that's why Brian Hartline went down to South Florida, because South Florida goes, you have total control. Bring in whoever you need to bring in, instead of Penn State going, well, we already ate $40 million with James Franklin. We don't want to eat another potentially $10 million by firing Jim Knowles and Terry Smith. They know if they lose Terry Smith, there's going to be another mass exodus of the guys that are already at Penn State, because they've said as much. If Terry stays, we stay. If Terry goes, we're leaving too. That's the issue that's going on in Penn State right now. Eventually, at this point, just name Terry Smith the coach. That's where I'm at. So he can start going out and recruiting, because you went from the number 17 class in 2026 yesterday to the 135th ranked class with two signees.
Can I ask something? Something sure. That feels, maybe it's a little too far to speculate this. Hindsight is always 20/20. But do you think anybody regrets firing James Franklin?
I have not heard a single person be upset about James Franklin being gone. More has leaked out about his ego and that was the biggest issue at Penn State, was his ego. So I think it was a move that had to be done, and I haven't heard any alum, any football players. The football players and the former Letterman have all come out and said he wasn't a coach. Like, he didn't know how to coach, and you've seen that since he's left with these kids being coached and coaching decisions being made. So I'm okay with it. I just think at this point, like, just name Terry Smith the head coach. Give him a 3-year deal, and if it's a home run, it's a home run. If it's not, 2 years down the road, you go and get a big name.
Jenks, you're muted. We can't hear you.
Oh, here I am now.
There you go.
Here's the thing. I heard this yesterday, like, as part of this article, part of this coming out, is that I was surprised to hear former players for Mike Tomlin not completely go to bat for him, which normally when a player talks about Mike Tomlin in the way that they do, like, it's effusive in praise. Like, if you read this article, James Harrison on his podcast, former Steelers linebacker, former defensive player of the year, he said, I have never been a person that thought Coach Tomlin was a great head coach, which is stunning to me. I think Mike Tomlin is an exceptional head coach. Even if you're a great head coach, sometimes you wear out your welcome somewhere, and sometimes a change needs to be made. But that, to me, was stunning to hear.
Yeah, I mean, it should feel stunning, especially because some of those teams with the Steelers were really good. Like, yeah, you know, they were going to Super Bowls and winning Super Bowls. So, I don't know. It's just compared to what? Because, like, that's the thing as well. Like, who are you going to get if you fire Mike Tomlin? Like, Andy Reid's not on the market. You know, right. Mike Vrabel's not on the market. So, like, Penn State is finding this out. And that's kind of what I was alluding to, is that I know that there are complaints about your current head coach. But, like, you've always got to consider that, well, you have to have a head coach. And who would be better?
That's really the key, is that if you're going to fire your guy, that's all well and good if you're ready to make a move, but you better have someone else in mind, because if the Steelers decide to part ways with Mike Tomlin and then they say Pittsburgh's new head coach, Josh McDaniels, you're going to be like, oh my God, what have we done? Coming up next year on the show, Giannis is having another monster season, but why the former MVP could be moving on. It is next on the Daily Tip on the BetMGM Network.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media, and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life, and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.